My name is Kevin Fatih. I'm 18 years old.
My name is Ben Byer. I am 11 years old.
My name is Devontae Dole. I am 12 years old.
We interviewed Isaac Franklin.
On July 1st, 2015.
My birthday is October 6th, 1988. I was born in Chesapeake, Virginia. I went to Langley High School from 2005 to 2008. And I attend Trinity AME Zion Church here in Sheridan as well. My biggest struggle that I've overcome, I think, I have a couple. First, I was very shy. Like when I was younger, I was very shy, very, very shy. I couldn't talk in front of groups of people. In high school, I was really antisocial. Another obstacle that I overcame was when I was younger, I had a lot of negative influences, a lot of negative friends and family that would say things as if I wouldn't amount to much. I wasn't going to graduate high school. Just negative things like that to a young man who was void of a father figure. So I really didn't have the positive reinforcement for me at home. Man, I was reckless. There was definitely some discipline, but I was the youngest child of three, so I had a lot of grace too. Like, so when I got disciplined, it was legit. My mom used to tell me that if I give you an inch, you try to take a mile, and that's where it gets you in trouble. So I tried to take the mile all the time, but it was good. My grandfather has been a minister for the last 26 years since I was living, and he was a very influential being. When I was 12, I decided I wanted to be in the Army. I wanted to be a soldier. That was a lifelong goal. I kind of prolonged it as I got older, but I did meet that goal at the age of 24. I joined the Army National Guard. I went to CCAC for 1 year. It was the best and worst year of my academic life. I went and I studied social work. Social work is a very tough field. I'll say that it takes a special person to be a social worker. And here's the thing, I failed every single class, but till this day, the information that I retained in that class has not gone void. It still helps me today within building relationships, understanding relationships, being able to assess a situation before I just jump into it and being mindful of my emotions to a situation, not being led by those emotions, but more so led by a more logical, practical way of thinking. So, yes, college did change my life because I don't like school. I really don't. I love learning. I love learning. I love reading. I love studying. It's just the great stuff. But going to school, I don't want to discourage anyone, but everybody has their own cup of tea. I go to work. I come to Bible study. I teach the Bible study off and on with one of the reverends here at the church. It's a critical component to the development of young people to have someone to look up to. I had a mentor in high school that helped me along the way. He allowed me to explore like my inner self. He opened the doors and provided me with books to read, different breathing exercises that would allow me to take tests better in school, different things like that. His name was Malcolm Thomas. He was pretty good. He was a solid brother. My pastor here at Trinity, Mr. Joseph Lewis Sr., he's been a very influential role model to me in the years. And recently, in the last 2 years, the late Jim Rohn has been a good mentor in the field of network marketing and financial guidance. My favorite mentor has to be Jesus Christ. He has the highest standard of his character. About his character, it really speaks to relationship with God, and I desire that. And there's no one that I would rather live a life like than Jesus Christ. That's my guy. The secret to success, it's not really a secret, but it's a treasure. Believing that you can achieve whatever you set your mind to. It's one thing to say, I believe, but when you actually come to face adversity and you still, through that adversity, achieve your goal, that's a success because at that point you build testimony. Because when you build that testimony, you can say, well, if I can do it, you can do it. And if you can do it, anybody can do it. Read books. It was a show back in the 90s. I think it might have came on even earlier than that. It's called Reading Rainbow. It was an awesome show. I used to love it. But even then, I wanted to read books, but it wasn't something that I did on a regular basis. It wasn't something that my mom set me down to do. So I just didn't. I would rather play with my Hot Wheels or go outside and shoot BB guns or something like that. Read books. Because when you read a book, you learn new things. It's better to have read it than to have heard it from someone else. When you think you know something, read about it. And I guarantee you that what you think you know, you'll either one, learn more of what you already know, or you'll realize that you don't know anything about what you're talking about.